Can you speak a little bit to the purpose and the need for this project?
The purpose of the project was really to provide a broad, diverse range of experiences and activities that cater to a wide audience, guests of all ages, physical abilities, and familiarity with the outdoors. This is an opportunity to really kind of provide a more managed setting for guests that, to them, really, wilderness is 100 feet from the Elk Camp restaurant. It's not the Maroon Bells. It's not Conundrum.
It sounds like what you're saying is that right now we have opportunities for wilderness settings within the National Forest. There was a column earlier this month by Britta Gustafson, who grew up in Snowmass. She warns about excessive packaging of nature. How do you prevent an amusement park feel to something like this?
I'd like to think that we're providing a range of experiences from adrenaline and adventure to slowing down and saying, hey, there's some great interpretive opportunities. And we're focusing all of this on the lens of play, really. It's learning about nature through play. In the wintertime, we take high-speed quads or a gondola to the top of a mountain. We have racing skis or really fast skis, and we're going from point A to point B fairly quickly. Summertime for us is the time to slow down, to kind of look around, to look at the forest floor, to look up at the views, and really enjoy nature and engage with it one-on-one. And so we think this suite of activities is going to provide a little bit of everything. You know, we allow the ski areas to function as gateways to public lands, and we have this opportunity to connect so many guests on a small area. So it's not going to hopefully impact other areas like trailheads that locals cherish.
You had 47 letters from the public in this process, many of them from the mountain biking community. Mm-hmm. What were some changes that were made as a result of public input?
Some of the multi-use activity areas have changed in concept, but also the selected alternative actually removes one to minimize user conflicts as well as just wear and tear on the ground. And we've also taken a hard look at a lot of the mountain bike trails because they can take up a lot of terrain. We wanted to make sure that those were located in the right areas, have the right drainage features to make sure that they're sustainable trails, but also removing some of those trails to minimize impacts to wildlife habitat.